Let's get started. Another week of conversation, and you're the focus with your opinions, your thoughts. I am here to be a conveyor, I guess. My name is Doug Steffen, the conveyor. Ken Kessler, the conveyor, is here as well. And we look at the belt from this past weekend's conveyance, and on it is Syria on top of Syria on top of Syria on top of Syria. So what say you? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug and Ken at DougSteffen.com. At two separate addresses. One to Doug, one to Ken, if you want to get through to us that way. Quickest way to get through to Ken, because he's monitoring our social media, is to go to Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do you sense here as we look at all of the latest information? Evidence is still lacking. Over the weekend, the president said he had high confidence that the Assad regime is to blame for the chemical weapons attack. Why do they keep pounding away at this? What is there to gain from keeping this up? He and Secretary of State Kerry are banging away at this thing. Kerry says declassifying any more information could endanger sources and methods. So they got nothing. Britain, France, and NATO say, okay, yeah, it was Assad. Still, no hard evidence. So what's the scoop here? The United Nations calling on world leaders not to take action until the results of their investigation is in. But, you know, what's that worth? What are they worth? Not much in the overall scheme of things. So we'll review here. Over the weekend, the news programs, as you can imagine, have focused pretty much on this thing completely. And so I'm going to certainly advise you, if you want to, no matter what side you're on, either side, both sides, all sides, 888-302-3684. The thing that emboldens me is the continuing lack of information. And now they cover it up by saying we can't endanger sources and methods. It's like child play here. I'm not going to tell you because you'll go tell my mommy. That's what this is boiling down to. And so under the circumstances, what is it that we are to expect or to do? The Arab League nations agreeing that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons on its people. They have yet to publicly endorse the proposal for military strikes. So we know that there is suspicion. And Assad is a bad guy, and he ought to be thrown out. But not by us. Right? Kenny, what are people saying as this thing continues to escalate, as we work the way through all of this garbage? The fact the president is still banging away on it. The public in America is war-weary and wary. We are W-E-A-R-Y and W-A-R-Y, are we not?
Yes, very much so. I still don't find support for doing anything about Syria. On our Facebook page, Jay says we should stay out without any doubt. On Twitter, Randall says, we don't have money to feed the hungry or take care of the veterans who desperately need the help. Mm-hmm. How do we have money to bomb Syria?
Yeah. That seems to be the crux of this as much as anything else. 888-302-3684. All right, so the Sunday morning programs that many of you may have watched, these are the news programs on the various networks, CBS and ABC and NBC and Fox. So let's take an excerpt from the Face the Nation broadcast. Bob Schieffer offers up his brief editorial on why he believes we ought to support the president on military action against Syria. All right, so maybe we don't have that report. Let's pause for a moment and see what the other side of the button looks like. We'll get a hammer and a chisel out and work our way through this. Stand by for more. This is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. So, it's finally here. The biggest game show in television history. It starts tonight, the Million Second Quiz, hosted by yours truly. So what makes this such a huge television event? Well, top contestants will play for big money. How big? How's $10 a second sound? Now, how's $10 a second for a million second sound? It's live, 24 hours a day from New York. The Million Second Quiz. See who's going to bag the biggest prize in game show history tonight at 8, 7 Central on NBC.
Running. Back to school got you on the run.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office Max has everything school requires and everything your student desires. With over 2,800 supplies in store, save on touchscreen laptops, tablets, printers, and ink. Plus weekly penny deals and max value items at a buck or less.
Let's get it started. Ha!
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends September 14th. Restrictions apply.
Monday, the 9th of September, on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and the information, the important information that you'd like to glean from various sources. Feel free to share your thoughts at 888-302-DOUG now to the Face the Nation broadcast and Bob Schieffer supporting the president.
Put aside how we got from there to here. Put aside that this may have been poorly handled, but here we are. The President of the United States drew a line in the sand, a red line. At this point, that may be the only good reason left for Congress to give him the authority he now asks to respond to serious use of chemical weapons. When the President of the United States says something, the rest of the world, our friends and our enemies, pay attention. If we do not follow through, what impact will that have on North Korea or Iran the next time we warn them of dire consequences if they press on with their nuclear weapons programs? More important, how will it be viewed by our strong allies like Japan? We have treaties that promise we will retaliate if they are attacked by nuclear powers. Will they now question our resolve? I don't like anything about where we are, but in a dangerous world, when the United States takes a stand and then goes back on its word, we are left in an even more dangerous place.
Hogwash. Bunkum. BS. What a bunch of baloney. I'm surprised at Bob Schieffer. He's entitled to his opinion, as are you and as am I. I say hogwash to what he just said. Because we haven't been able to get our blank together, as far as Syria is concerned, nobody else is going to trust us anymore? Nonsense. Where are they going to go when they really need help? They're going to go to Russia? 888-302-3684. From ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos talked to White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough about the Senate Foreign Relations Committee's action calling for the military to get involved in Syria. It'll go to the House and the Senate this week for a vote, by the way.
The president said his call to Congress was not a political ploy or symbolism, and he went on to say this.
I put it before Congress because I could not honestly claim that the threat posed by Assad's use of chemical weapon posed a imminent direct threat to the United States.
With those words, hasn't the president effectively ruled out taking any action if the Congress votes no?
Well, George, look, I've been talking to dozens of members of Congress over the last week. Not a single one of them so far has rebutted or refused the intelligence, which is to say everybody agrees that on August 21st, Assad used chemical weapons against his own people. So the question for Congress this week is a very simple one. Should there be consequences for his having used gases, chemical weapons, to kill more than 1,000 of his own people, including more than 400 children? The answer to that question will be followed closely in Tehran. The answer to that question will be followed closely in Damascus. The answer to that question will be followed very closely by members of Lebanese Hezbollah. So this is a big question and a big week for Congress to address that very fundamental national security issue. Now, as you heard the president say, we didn't go to Congress because we thought this was an empty exercise. We are investing a lot of time and effort in this because we think Congress should be a full partner in our national security matters. And when they are, we're strong as a country. Now, members of Congress also need to understand that if they want to see Assad held to account for this activity, they should vote yes on the resolution.
I understand that's the arguments you've been making, but as we've seen, members of Congress are not buying in, at least not yet. And some have even raised the specter of impeachment if the president goes forward in the absence of congressional approval. Here's Duncan Hunter, Republican of California. I think he's breaking the law if he strikes without congressional approval, and if he proceeds without Congress providing that authority, it should be considered an impeachable offense. How will the president factor in the prospect of impeachment into his final decision?
What the president is focused on right now, George, is the national security implications of what is undeniably and unrebutted intelligence, which suggests that the Assad regime used chemical weapons against its own people, killing 400 children. So that's what he's focused on right now. We believe that we have the capability in place to do it. Congress should be our full partner in that effort, George. That's exactly what we're focused on. That's the question before Congress this week. My hunch is you know Washington better than anybody, George. There'll be all sorts of distractions and other things that try to knock us off our game. But that's the question before us and before Congress.
Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, does he sound authoritative to you? Talking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week. So we got lots of yada yada here, and I don't see or hear much in evidence, and I don't know where we are today versus where we were a week ago, where we were 2 weeks ago, where we were 3 weeks ago. Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. Lots of people talking about it, including you. 888-302-3684. Can there be diplomacy used in this? Coming up, we have some more from Fox News this time, and then some radio talk show hosts get involved in the conversation, which will bring, I'm sure, around your attention and your focus to this. With the Assad regime giving an interview to Charlie Rose, Assad is set to be talking. I think that's going to air tonight, as a matter of fact, talking, denying he has anything to do with the chemical attacks. Right. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient density
against humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Everybody knows when you say Adele who you're talking about. It's kind of like Ellen or Oprah or people that have no need for a second name. One way or another, you know who we're talking about. It's 25 after the hour. This is Monday, the 9th of September. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, the focus on Syria for the most part during this hour. And so let's turn our attention to a host named Don Russell, who over the weekend talked to National Security Analyst Ryan Morrow about why Morrow is in favor of military action. You'll notice that we're presenting that side sort of to counter, I guess, my own feelings about this.
In your estimation, a limited strike on Syria is a good idea. Why is that?
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea. It's just kind of the best of a series of bad options. And the reason I believe that is because if the United States does not enforce a publicly declared red line, then for a generation you're going to have the world, particularly the Middle East, seeing the United States as being full of empty threats. And so if you're part of the Iranian government, for example, you're going to say, well, gee, I might as well advance my nuclear program right now as I wish, because the United States doesn't have the appetite to enforce its policies.
As distasteful as it may be, and as anathema as it may be to people in the United States, wouldn't the most effective thing to do would be to take out Assad?
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
And
why not?
The reason I say that is because if we were to kill Assad right now, the regime would probably collapse, and then you would have sectarian warfare across Syria. It would descend into chaos. And unfortunately, right now, the rebels that have the most power, because they're a mixture of forces, are the Islamists. So it would be the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. So the missing component of our strategy is to arm and train the more moderate rebels so that they can take out both Assad and the Islamists.
So the issue here, because we have obviously more than telegraphed our intentions, and the big story is that the chemical weapons that we were out to destroy have been moved, and we know that in these instances they move them to schools and hospitals and mosques and other places where civilians congregate and go about their daily lives. So are we between a rock and a hard place here? And no pun intended there, with a rock and a hard place.
Yes, definitely. This is basically, we have a policy right now of what I've been calling disaster mitigation, where no matter what we do, the situation is going to get a lot worse in Syria. And what we're trying to do is make it not get too much worse. But I think that the focus has to be more on the rebels and building up an alternative, because right now we don't have any friends on the ground that are viable and capable of controlling the territory and really controlling the country. So that's why a lot of people just see this as a fight between the Assad regime and Al-Qaeda, and they say, well, if fanatics are killing each other, then why don't we let them?
888-302-3684. Hello to the folks listening in Oregon and North Carolina and Pennsylvania and California to the Doug Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In America, we have National Lemonade Day, thanks to an organization that thought such an event would be a great way to teach kids how to start, own, and operate their own business, a lemonade stand. They host events in 36 cities, but sadly not in hundreds of other communities where kids' lemonade stands are illegal. We all understand concerns about food prepared in kitchens that may not be approved by the health department, but if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we should realize they are teaching the wrong lessons. Kids are learning that government regulations, zoning laws, licenses, and taxes destroy their small businesses and discourage them from ever trying again. They're already defeated entrepreneurs. Let's stand up against these foolish regulations and defend freedom, starting with our own children.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour now on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program, the most informative way for a lot of people to start their day as we dig around into not only what you're thinking but what's been expressed by lots of people who, just like you, listen to these discussions on the News Talk radio stations and want to be heard. News Talk television also in the play, especially on Monday when we are subject to, or we're able to, take some of the pieces of that pie or those pies that are broadcast Sunday morning, generally deal with the big issues of the week, and certainly Syria, right on top of the scale. A couple of things to know in the latest turn of events. Russia and Syria have come to the United States saying that to focus on efforts of a peace conference and not military action is the way to handle this problem. Meanwhile, the Senate Intelligence Committee released yesterday 13 minutes of video depicting the gas attacks allegedly taken out by the Syrian government. I'm looking at some of this stuff, Kenny. It's pretty disturbing stuff. Shows victims convulsing, foaming at the mouth. This is the way we try, I guess, to turn people around by showing this stuff. I don't think anybody doubts that the chemicals were used.
And even if they were used by Assad, at this point, what good does it do to send in a bunch of bombs?
I guess that is a rhetorical question. Anyway.
It's an excellent question.
It is. Kerry, the Secretary of State, says that our allies ought not to be silent spectators to the slaughter. 888-302-3684. All right, so from the Fox Sunday Morning News program, here's Chris Wallace talking to Senator Rand Paul about his being opposed to all of this. As a matter of fact, I think he said he would filibuster the Syria resolution when it comes to the Senate this week.
Earlier this week, you suggested that you might take to the Senate floor and engage in a standing filibuster, as you did on the drone attack. Here's what you said. Whether there's an actual standing filibuster, I've got to check my shoes and check my ability to hold my water, and we will see. Then, sir, you seem to back off that. If attacking Syria is such a bad idea, why not take to the floor for 10 or 12 hours and engage in another standing filibuster?
Well, the filibuster can delay temporarily a vote, but it cannot put a vote off forever.
It can be used to get something you want, and so filibustering to try to get an amendment to a bill is sometimes worthwhile. Filibustering to try to get information from the administration is worthwhile, but I can't ultimately defeat the resolution. I will insist that there is full debate on this, and I will insist that I get an amendment, and my amendment will say that the vote is binding, that the president cannot, if we vote him down, decide to go to war anyway. That's the way I interpret the Constitution, and I will insist on at least one vote where we try to say, hey guys, this is not political show, this is not constitutional theater, this is a binding vote.
Well, let me pick up on that, because you say that if Congress were to reject the resolution authorizing the use of force and that the president went ahead with attack, you've made it very clear you believe that would be unconstitutional. If that's the way it plays out,
absolutely.
Congress votes no, the president acts, would you support impeaching this president?
Well, you know, I think there are different ways you look at constitutionality of things, because we debate them, often with good people on both sides. Sometimes things go through the courts. But he has already been proven to try to go above the law in many instances, trying to appoint people in recess. There are several instances trying to amend laws after the fact where I think he's taken on extra constitutional powers. Whether you impeach someone is a different question and is obviously a very big one. So I wouldn't make a judgment on that, but I would say that the Constitution was intended to let Congress initiate war and the president execute war. And I don't think any of that's changed. In fact, the War Powers Act reinforces that. It's Congress's role to initiate war, the president's role to execute it.
That's Rand Paul talking to Chris Wallace. 888-302-3684. We're fielding a number of people who are calling and just saying basically the same thing. No, 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 no. Kenny, have you got anything at facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter that supports the action? Because we've turned some of the information that we're presenting today, as is the case most of the time, is aimed at getting people to think about both sides of this issue. It doesn't make a difference whether I feel that we ought not to. This is not a program about my point of view. You'll hear my opinion. I want yours. And I want to get a lot of different things weighing in here. But I don't, again, although it is interesting that retired General Petraeus, who ran the CIA until he got himself into a little corner, suggested this weekend that Congress back the White House on Syria, declaring that military action against the regime is necessary to deter Iran, North Korea, and other would-be aggressors. Failure of Congress to approve the president's request would have serious ramifications, not just in the Middle East, but around the world. Huh? I don't get that argument. Somebody help me with that, will you? If we don't bomb Syria, it'll have implications. That means North Korea is not going to be afraid of us anymore, and that means the Iranians aren't going to be afraid of us anymore, and Al Qaeda is not going to be afraid of us anymore. What is this? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? What is this? 888, huh? I mean, what am I?
Well, I think it comes from Obama saying, you know, echoing the whole red line thing and saying that if Syria used chemical weapons, then the United States and the world would have no choice but to do a military strike in response. And now a lot of countries are sort of backing away from that, and if the United States backs away from it too, what these people are arguing is that then North Korea and Iran and whoever else is the axis of evil will see that we're all talking no action, and they'll go ahead with their nuclear programs or whatever it is they want to do and not worry about anything that we say.
888-302-3684, you're buying that argument. We still have the largest arsenal of any country in the world, no matter what the issue. We don't have, our resolve is weakened because of us having not been told the truth in either Afghanistan or Iraq. I think that's really the point here, and they all know it. That's why they're having a hard time. Here's radio host Sue Henry with Congressman Tom Marino of Pennsylvania, who says he doesn't believe the Syrian government used chemical weapons in the attack. But he says that really isn't the issue anyway.
Do you believe that there is evidence that Assad did gas his own people?
Yes, I
I do believe there's evidence there. I'm not gonna pull what the Democrats did back during the Bush administration. But if they sit there and say there is, as Kerry said, as a prosecutor, and that's why I said to him, well, one prosecutor to another, if you say there's proof beyond a reasonable doubt, I believe you. But that is not the issue. You know, he's saying that we have to assert a principle. Well, no, we don't have to assert a principle with American lives. And there have been many men that have gone down trying to assert a principle, but ignoring the common sense facts. And one of the questions, another one I put point blank to him, is even if you go in there and retaliate on the gas, using the gas, you're not going to stop the killing and the butchering and the war, and Assad's still going to be in power. And he said, well, I have to agree with you on that. So there's no imminent danger to the U.S. There's no clear and present danger to the U.S. There's absolutely no reason for the U.S. to get involved in this any way whatsoever.
Some people say, Tom, that Republicans are just playing politics with this, that if the situation were different and there were a Republican president in the White House, that Republicans would greenlight this. So how do you answer something like that? Because you know people are saying that.
Sure, yeah, I know they're saying that. But because, you know, what else do they have to say? They do not know the facts, or they're not paying attention to the facts. And let me make it clear, I didn't agree with going into Iraq. So, you know, no one can question me on that issue. If the United States is in imminent danger, I will be the first one to enlist. My son will be there when he gets old enough as well. But, no, I'm not sacrificing. I don't want to see any more lives or individuals sacrificed from the United States because of the Middle East. Look at the facts. Look at the issues. Look how the secretaries could not answer questions on what this is going to cost, who's going to pay for it, who are our enemies, and really, what is the intent? What to because the president, when he was running for office for his second term, went into his rhetoric, as he usually does, about drawing a red line, and now he has to account for that statement, and he's scrambling to do it.
888-302-3684. There are a lot of people that are scrambling around trying to figure out how to make this all work. And that's in part what we are talking about here today, at least in this hour of the Good Day program. Speaking of time, it's 16 before the hour.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
It's not enough to just build it for real.
Yeah, I mean, before we start, we design it, test it, and redesign it virtually.
Yeah, it's just not a go until everything is absolutely ready.
Whether it's launching a rocket into space or new products to market.
3, 2, 1.
Siemens Industry Software is behind it from the ground up. Somewhere in America, an innovative company is defying the impossible. Siemens Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
The NFL season is right around the corner, and that means it's time for fantasy football. It doesn't matter if you're a rookie or a vet. Yahoo Sports is here to help you win your league. Since 2002, female participation in fantasy football is up nearly 27% each season. Yahoo Sports reporter Melanie Collins is here to show you how you can score big without ever leaving your mobile device.
With the new Yahoo Sports Fantasy app, managers can complete the entire season from their phone or tablet. From mobile drafting to managing your team weekly, it's an easy-to-use platform that'll make sure you never miss anything this fantasy football season. My best tip for new players is to prepare ahead of time. Try doing a mock draft on the app so you're ready and know what to expect for your actual draft. But most important, have fun.
For more information and to be a part of a big game, sign up at fantasysports.yahoo.com. That website again is fantasysports.yahoo.com.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program, Ken Kessler and Doug talking about Syria, the approval of things that are new, the information that's come from the Sunday morning television news programs. Your thoughts at 888-302-3684. Tammy is in Lynchburg, Virginia. Tammy, you're the star.
Good morning. I just wanted to say I don't agree with going into Syria, but I do get what they're saying. Obama misspoke, and before he had the facts, and that gives him and the world a persona as being a blowhard. Congress not backing him up does send the message that says, okay, they're smart enough not to back him up, and let's see what happens. So it's a bad situation, and I think it lays in his lap. He should have waited for the facts. He should have waited and consulted Congress and the world to begin with instead of going out on his own. And one of my bigger concerns, and I hadn't really heard this discussed, is history has showed attacks like this on a country's own people sometimes is a test for a much larger attack. So I think that should be someone's concern is...
Where was that the case before, Tammy? Help us remember.
Well, in smaller countries over there, and even from what I understand, in the earlier history of the United States with the nuclear bomb and all that, it was tested to see the effects. And if they're testing this gas, whatever they use, that's yet to be determined, and the scale of it and what's needed, and you've got these countries stepping up and saying, okay, you attack Syria, we're going to step in, and it's going to be basically World War III on a biblical level. Mm-hmm. You got to wonder who Syria is testing this for. Mm-hmm. So it's a catch-22. I think going into Syria at this point and attacking them would cause probably something on a biblical level and is a huge mistake. Mm-hmm. But I do think at this time this should be a warning to us and our allies, hey, we better open our eyes because something is not right for this just to come out of nowhere. Mm. And we need to get prepared and see what happens. Beef up our intelligence, get our programs back up and running, and stop putting all of our money over in Iraq and start putting it back into our protection programs where it's needed instead of cutting them out.
Thank you, Tammy. Dana in Florida, you're up. Go ahead, sir. Hello. Dana, once... twice, three times you're out at the old ball game, la da da. All right, so let's sort of recap where we are at this moment. The UN Human Rights Chief has told the 47-nation Human Rights Council at the UN there is little doubt that chemical weapons were used in Syria. But she did not say which of the combatants was suspected of using the gas. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights opened the Council's month-long session telling diplomats that all the circumstances and responsibilities remain to be clarified. That seems to be our position. Well, I mean, you get bits and pieces of, all right, yes, we now have proof. Assad going to be on television tonight, interviewed by Charlie Rose. He says, you don't have proof. We didn't do it. you know, basically saying that we've drawn our own line in the sand. 51 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Past the hour on the Monday Good Day program. This hour pretty much devoted to Syria and the discussions taking place all the way around, all around the circle, if you will. The president is speaking to the nation tomorrow, trying to build public support for a strike against Syria. His request to Congress to endorse action reaches the House and Senate at a very difficult moment. Vote counts suggest that the president might not win the support he is seeking, which is refreshing in the sense that the American public doesn't want anything to do with this in the main. And I've seen support, I've seen polls, Kenny, 80%, 82%, 84%. That's a mandate not to do anything, right?
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, it isn't close at all.
If you look at social media that I've been watching, Twitter and Facebook, it's a very small percentage of anybody who says anything remotely on the president's side about attacking Syria.
Right. All right. So here's a piece of a program Kenny monitored. Wendy Edwards and Ian Baxter on their program talking to foreign policy expert Kathleen Brush about Russia and its continued support on the Syrian side.
I called you to see if you could give us some insight on Putin's position with Syria.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. You know, I can encapsulate it in one word, one hyphenated word, and that's self-interest. Putin is definitely very self-interested in seeing the Syrian regime continue on.
Does that have anything to do with natural resources?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, not really. I mean, there's an awful lot of, there's economic ties. Russia's got about $20 billion of investments in Syria.
Wow.
They've got, Syria has some back debts to Russia of about $13 billion that they'd like to get back from arms sales. And then they've got a whole bunch of new arms sales, right, that they, you know, they've been the primary source of arms for Syria.
Oh.
But they've got all these other arms-related items on order, and although they don't have much money, Iran is willing to support that. So they've got, you know, they've got economic interests, but there's some other really big stuff too. You know, Russia is, you know, this past superpower, you know, that's always kind of wanting to get another bite of glory, and it's only got one ally in the Middle East, and that's Syria, and so, you know, it would like to preserve some presence in the Middle East, and very crucially, the only naval yard or facility that Russia has outside of Russia and the Ukraine is in Syria. So they have a naval facility in Syria. It's their only access to the Mediterranean. So that's really a key piece of, you know, the military puzzle.
888-302-3684, although we're running out of time in this hour of the program. I'm looking at some of the pictures and video of people protesting around the country. I'm looking at this, let's see, grandmothers against the war. I'm just like really stretching to see what this group of women, yep, they look like their grandmothers for sure. Meanwhile, China has urged our country to proceed with caution and return to the UN to discuss Syria after Washington said it wasn't interested in seeking Security Council approval for action in response to those attacks. Washington and Paris say forces loyal to President Assad were behind the attack, but the only other country, as you'll note, that has said anything about the Assad regime is France. Everybody else, Britain, EU, saying nope. And most everybody says we need to use extreme caution. China and the United States should take the lead in upholding the UN Charter to preserve and protect the basic norms of international relations and oppose any use of chemical weapons, said the Chinese foreign minister. These remarks came after China's president told President Obama at the G20 summit that a military strike could not solve the problem. Of course it's not going to solve the problem. It's going to create more problems. What problem does it solve? Somebody come up with an answer to that? I don't see that this solves any problems whatsoever. What problem would this... It just is amazing that somebody thinks that by bombing Syria in certain strategic locations, all of a sudden everything's going to be different. But yeah, what's going to be different? More people will hate the United States. Other than that, what is going to be different? I challenge you to answer that in the most positive way whenever you get a chance. Send us a note if you want. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Show. It's 59 after. This is the Good Day Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.